Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of the BNHA podcast. I'm your host, Electric D, which doesn't stand for A, Electric Denki, or A, Electric Deku. Just gonna let you know that. Ed. I like to say Ed or ED, but what's the difference here? So, I was shocked at how many plays my episode got. My last episode, I thought this wasn't gonna be a whole success thing. Like, I was surprised about how good it did. Like, just like for me, like, that's kind of insane. Because I'm not freaking guys next door. But, yeah. So today, I think, wasn't it, we were gonna explain the third and fourth episodes of My Hero Academia. So, okay. Let's get into the third episode right now. Okay, before I get into this episode, I just really wanted to say I'm sorry for not making an episode because I didn't think this podcast was going to do well, but then I am surprised. I mean, like, I have, like, that first episode, I have 7 plays on that, which is kind of a record for me, but whatever, but which is insane because I got a lot of people that are listening to me in the UK, and if you're in the UK, or Malaysia, India, Paraguay, Hong Kong, Italy, Sweden, Ireland, or the US, thank you for listening to my podcast, and yes, I looked, because I had to. That's the job of a podcaster. So let's get explaining into this third episode. So, for the third episode, Warring Muscles, All Might tells Izuku that he can, in the episode before, he says that he can be a hero because like most heroes jumped into action, right? And then he explains that One Piece was passed on a torch, and then he goes in that weird position where it looks like he's looking up, just like he got the sun rays on him. But yeah, so then that's where that episode ends off. Then we start off back in the third episode with it doing a recap, and then it starts his training, because he said because All Might literally says if he gives Izuku his quirk, right then and there, that his whole body would explode, which was pretty graphic. Like, I'm just gonna say that it was pretty graphic. Like, for someone like me, that was really, really graphic. Just really graphic. But let's not get into that. So, then it starts with his training, and where Izuku is, well, All Might takes Izuku to the beach where a bunch of trash has been, and he gives him the task of clearing up one section of the beach in 10 months. And you saw it in 10 months. So he tries a little bit, because it's like the weekend, I think. He tries a little bit, and he can't. He's like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. This filing cabinet is like 300 pounds, and with you on top of it, 600 pounds, it's going to be 900 pounds. No, I've been losing in some weight. I'm around 540 now. Oh, gosh. I'm around 540 now. But, yeah. So, then it shows Izuku at school, and then he's a basically calculating almost everything, and then his teacher bonks him on the head with his, like, extendable hand. He's like, Izuku, just because you were, caught by a villain and almost killed, yada this, yada that, da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-boo. I actually didn't remember that script that well. And then, of course, more training, and Izuku's just freaking eating a bunch of rice and food, and then going to work out. And then just, like, there was also some dramatic change in Ika Midoriya. We all know that in that first episode, she was skinny and tall. Then look at her in the freaking rest of the seasons. She's short and fat, which I have no idea why. Which brings me kind of to a theory of, well, why would this happen? I mean, why would this happen to her? But what if it's because of his father? And I'm not want to explain. I don't want to really explain all of that because I want to talk about My Hero Academia because that is the podcast. Ha ha ha. Ha ha, because hope has arrived because you're listening to this podcast because I am making it. Sorry, that was horrible. But, then after that, and he's working out repeatedly, and then after a bit, then we go to a scene of Izuku. He's running, and then he collapses, and then All Might's freaking, like, on one of those, like, weird police scooters that you see at the mall, like the ones of Paul Blart Mall Cop. You see those, and then, then he falls, and then All Might picks him up because he's been working so hard and tells him to go and rest, and he doesn't want to rest. But he has to. And then, this is a longer one. And then after a while, he's still working to clean up that area. And then, All Might goes about 10, oh, and then he calculates he has 10 months until the entrance exams for UA. So then, on the 10th month of working out, he just got freaking ripped. And, he got ripped, boy. Ripped. Then you see him standing there. And then All Might goes to that beach and finds out he cleared the whole area overnight because it was the night, it was literally the day of the entrance exams. It was literally like 5 in the morning on that day. Which is actually why the Studio Bones picked the day, the theme song for season 1, is because it literally says it is 5 a.m. And the guy's like working hard and he's nervous about something. Those are the English lyrics of that song. And then with episode 3, it explains why they put the theme song for that. And I mean, you can take, like, for all the theme songs in My Hero Academia, most people just think, like, oh, it's just, like, they just want to put, like, a super good song, maybe, and stuff. But, like, for the theme song and the ending credit song, they're actually pretty pivotal, and they actually show what the series, it all depends on the song here, in the song title for season two. I didn't really pay attention to the season 2 theme song because I didn't like it. I was really disappointed by it. It wasn't that good. But the season 3, Our Future, was after the encounter episode when Our Future, and then they went to the summer camp and then All For One attacked them. Which explains why it was an odd future, because they don't know what's going on and everything is being weird here. Then, season 4, part 1, Polaris. I didn't pay attention to part 2 of the odd future one. I don't remember that one exactly, because I mostly skip past them unless it's season 4, season 1, in the beginning of season 3. So then, the Polaris by Blue End count for season 4. Since it wasn't in English, I didn't really get an explanation. So I have to listen to the look up the English lyrics for it, but which is gonna freaking suck. I swear, it's gonna be a pain in the butt. And then I will be able to figure out what that means. But the star marker, I have them on my phone, the one in part 5. Don't know what that one means because the lyrics aren't in English or subtitled in English, so I'm gonna have to look that one up. But we can explain all that with the theme song. We can explain the certain what is gonna go on in the, like, part where the theme song is, like, the day for season 1 it was, because he says 5 a.m. biting my nails on the emergency stairs waiting for what was gonna come today. I'm biting my nails on the emergency stairs. Kind of means biting your nails because you're nervous. And which will the day bring? Like, will he get into UA or will he not? Oh, yeah. And I also saw something that was really, really dumb. And that Mineta shouldn't, the guy with the purple hair, shouldn't even be in class 1A. I mean, Sheen's also sort of been, like, because, like, he can control people with his mind, and then it's, like, and then I saw a meme, and it was, like, oh, he's, like, I can control people with my mind. He's, like, oh, I've seen better quirks. You're gonna go to the general education class, and then freaking, I mean, and it's like my hair. I have balls for hair. He's like, I have like purple sticky balls for hair. He's like, oh my god, that's an amazing quirk. Straight to the hero class. Like he shouldn't even be there, but we're not gonna focus on that because we haven't even met him yet. So, and then that leads off with episode 3, and oh yeah, and then we get to the scene when All Might tells Izuku to eat this. Because he gets the hair, and then tells him to eat it, and he's like, oh, when was the last time you took a shower? Funny puns. Puns this, puns that. So, then that is basically the third episode, but let's get into episode 4 right after the break. Okay, now let's get to episode 4, start line. Okay, so as we ended off on the last episode, Izuku finishes the training, gets the hair, and then All Might tells him that it's going to take about 4 hours for the quirk to activate, which means the test is at 9, which means that places that time at 5, which is why I explained in the last segment that the day was actually the perfect theme song for season 1, because the whole thing made sense. Like, in every single one, the theme song made sense. In every single episode throughout My Hero Academia season 1 made sense. I mean, for the USJ battle, like, they didn't know what was going to happen. Were they going to die? Were they going to lose? What was it going to bring? Mm-hmm. And for What Can I Do For Now, episode 5, which I'll do in the next episode of this podcast, What Can I Do For Now, he still doesn't know what can he do for right now, like, which means kind of what will happen, so then what can I do for now? Got any hint? Take a hint, people. Like, most people, they think that, if this is a stereotype, I'm sorry, and I hurt your feelings, like, oh, that's so not true. Then, because, like, they fit perfect. It all depends on what the season is about and what exactly, the theme song. You can tell a lot about a show from its theme song. Literally, you can tell a lot about My Hero Academia Season 1 by the day. You can tell a lot about My Hero Academia Season 3 Part 1 about Odd Future. You can tell a lot of, you can't tell that much about Star Marker Part 5. Season 4 Part 2. I can't really tell you the rest because I didn't really like those ones. I did like Polaris though. So then, as we were speaking here, then the, okay, so then he goes, so then Ikko gives him his uniform, his training uniform, and picks it up and stuff, and then he's freaking out, and he gets into this weird scene where she didn't expect him to get a quirk, and then he had a quirk, which surprised her a lot, and then he does, and then he goes, and then to the consultation thing, and that's where we met one of the most annoying characters in the series. Mr. Tenya Iida. Now, I'm sorry for all you people that like Iida and think he's a good character. I really hate him. Like, I'm sorry. I'm really weird. Like, most people get mad at me, like, on memes because I say I like Mineta, but I hate Iida, which makes no sense because everybody loves Iida and hates Mineta. So, I'm basically the complete opposite. So, for all the people that are listening to this, that are on the memes, because I posted it on my account saying that I do have a podcast, and if you're all listening to this, if you do have a memes account, then you know what I mean, right? So, he goes, and then they go to the section, and then they're tasked with, like, they have to fight the robots, those robots, and Bakugo is so convinced that he's gonna win. He's like, oh, I'm so awesome, I'm just gonna whoop Deku's butt and do all this because I'm so cool and yada, 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 yada. But there's another thing that doesn't make sense about Class 1A as well. Because think about it, how we never actually see Mineta do the whole thing, which is kind of weird coming from the freaking fact that it's kind of weird because he has a horrible quirk. Oop, my mic just fell. He has a horrible quirk that has no use for hero, that has no use for hero work. And somehow we don't see him at all in the entrance exam. We don't see him at all. Which kind of doesn't make sense. Like, how could he get in? Like, did he have a bunch of references? Which also didn't make sense because the only two people that got reference to UA that we know of so far, there might be another person, but I don't pay much attention to those little... I like to pay attention to some minute details, but not all the minute details, are Yairozu and Todoroki. Which, have you ever come to think it's because their parents are heroes or rich? So then... they're waiting outside, and then they're all tasked with killing a bot. Bakugo kills a bot first. Doesn't he get, like, two bots? Because he thinks he's so much better, and he has so much confidence. And then they're fighting. Izuku was running. I'm not going to talk about any, like, the minute details. I just want to get to the big point where that he sees a bot, and he gets his chance. And then his one-for-all arm, his right arm, which is kind of has a coincidence to season 4 ending. A Minor Academia, which I'll talk about in a bit. Don't worry, it's not going to be in the next episode. It's going to be this episode. He powers it up, and then he punches that bot, destroys it to pieces. One shot. Not even like Bakugo can use a bunch of shots, but like a bunch of powerful explosions. But Deku just used one-for-all shot, and made the whole thing go boom, boom. And then he technically won. Which was surprising for Bakugo. He's like, what? This nerd has a quirk? And then he breaks his arm in the process. I break my arm. That's like, the whole basic point in the series about Deku just breaking his arm. Just like, someone makes a YouTube video. Just like, it parts where Deku just breaks his arm. Like, and throughout the whole series. That'd just be hilarious. But, then we pick up, and then after his arm is healed, we pick up with him a couple of days later. And he's in a weird green bathrobe, which is kind of where that green is this guy's whole aura. I mean, he has green eyes, green hair. He's a broccoli. He loves broccoli. Literally, you see him eating broccoli, and you see him eating a green fish while looking very weird and kind of a creepy look that kind of scared me when I watched the episode. I mean, just look at it. It looked like freaking Asui without a pupil. I swear, one of those pussycats from the Wild Wild Pussycats episode in season 3, episode 3. But kind of looked like one of those, which kind of creeped me out. I was like, ugh. But then he's pumping weights, and then Inko comes very slowly on her knees carrying a letter, which is like really shocking because like she's like crawling on her knees. Then she hands it to Izuku. He goes into the room. In his bedroom, puts it, because it's like a CD, and it has All Might saying that he got accepted into the freaking hero course, and he's, like, really happy about it. But there's also another thing that we fan fiction writers, yeah, I'll put my Wattpad link to you. You can follow me on Wattpad in the desk script. So, the one thing is, look, in his face, it kind of looks like he has a bit of, like, something just happened, like, he's kind of, like, sad and regretful about something, and then it turns into a smile type of thing, which kind of doesn't make sense, but it kind of does make sense if we're the people that believe that Izuku is a depressed kid, but all signs don't point to that, and that's just the fandom and the fanfiction. But then he gets accepted into the hero course, and everything goes good, and then he's all happy, and then the episode ends. And then I'll talk about season 5 in the next episode. But there's another thing I wanted to explain to you all. What was it, the... There's another thing that didn't make. Oh, yeah. There's also another thing, like... If they're rich... Dang it, I forgot it. I didn't write that down. I forgot to write it down because I'm lazy. And right now, I just saw how my episode did, and I had to make another one because I'm actually watching a Schitt's Creek marathon upstairs because I can. And, sorry, I love Schitt's Creek. Oh, God. But there's another thing that's kind of... That there's... It was, like, an important thing about it that didn't really make sense. It was, like, a... Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, let me think of it. It was, Yeah, it was the fact that Momo is a villain and the fact that I don't... And the fact that half of us don't even know how Mineta got into the hero course. Which really doesn't make sense. I mean, he never had any references. I mean, he was just a pervert and then somehow he gets into UA. Was kind of... I feel like there's something more that Kohei Hirakoshi has planned for us that we'll find out how and why he got into UA in the first place. But there's also another thing I have to explain, which is, why... There's a bunch of discrepancies and false things about Momo Yayarozu. So now look here. If that's your favorite character, I'm sorry, I'm about to ruin her for you and say that she is the UA traitor. Because you know we know that there's a traitor because literally Kohei Hirakoshi said that there is a traitor because he put it in the manga, the My Hero Academia manga, and people were really shocked by it. So then the thing is here. There's been a lot of discrepancies about Yayarozu that really make no sense from what she has said. Like, for example, in My Hero Academia, two heroes. Because you know how she has to know, like, the atomic makeup or, like, the genetic makeup of an object to make it? Well, how does she know the atomic makeup of a grenade? Because in two heroes, she shoots that grenade up to that vent door and then explodes and then the vent door falls down. If you haven't seen My Hero Academia, Two Heroes, watch it. It's on HBO, which is really surprising that I thought it'd be on Toonami. I was actually surprised. Like, it was, or Stars. I was really surprised. It was like, it wasn't on Toonami. It was on, like, Stars, which was just wow. And, there's a bunch of other confusing things. Like, she knows how to... Like, Shoto literally says that she should, in one of his funny moments, he says that she knows the molecular makeup of clothes and stuff, which all makes sense, because I mean, she makes fabric, but the bomb makes literally no sense at all. How could she know the molecular, like, makeup of, like, those dolls that she made when they were doing the midterms? And she was partnering with Shoto, and then he's like, are you feeling sick? It's like, if you're feeling nauseous, there's a pressure point you can... I'm not feeling sick, okay? But, there's another thing that's kind of... But that bomb thing really made no sense at all. I feel like that bomb... Like, yeah, I mean, she could have just... She couldn't know how to make a bomb. Like, she couldn't know how to make a bomb. Because, I mean, this was, like, after season two, and they're all learning to use their quirks here. But the thing is, this was before the summer camp. This was, like, two heroes makes no sense at all. Like, from the timeline perspective, we don't know, like, we all know that seasons 1 through 4 take place after each other. But there's another thing that Two Heroes was really knocked me off, because the thing is, because it was summer, we've seen him do summer, but they haven't seen him do Christmas, which is, I don't know. I never know with My Hero Academia, because, like, they started school in April, because it's Japan. But we're not going to get into that. And I think their summers are in, like, it's September, October, November, December, January, March, April, May. So, April, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Oh! Their summer break is in December. I figured that out. But also another weird thing about it is that the whole timeline, the whole thing of Two Heroes really knocked us off, because there wasn't that many... In season 3, they don't, which is, like, if it came out in 2018, which was, like, right after season 2, And then it went to season 3, which came out in 2018. And then went to season 4. But then also another thing is, the timeline of that movie makes no sense. Like, All Might never talks about the incident at Eye Island. He never talks about going to Eye Island to see Dave. But we do see he does get an email from Alyssa there. But there's another... But here's the thing. It was the summer camp at the very beginning of the summer. But then we see Izuku going to Eye Island at the very beginning of the summer, which he literally says it's the beginning of summer, and I enrolled at this, and now it's summertime, so then I can go with All Might to go to Eye Island for the Eye Expo. So think on that. There's a lot of more stuff I need to talk about, but I didn't really explain episode 4, because episode 4 was just a big fight scene. And I don't really want to see, like, oh, Izuku punched him with all his might, but then the bot striked back, and then, oh, this happened, he was looking for a bot to kill. But what's weird is we never actually see, like, we only see, like, two characters from the whole series, from, like, three characters from the whole series, not counting Izuku. We see Bakugo, Tenya, and Ochako. But then, where's Jiro? I guess Momo didn't have to do it, and Shota didn't have to do it, so those two are out. But then, where is Koda? The guy with the rock guy, where's Jiro? Where is... Sato, where is Kirishima? Where is Hagakure? Where is Ashita? Where is Denki? Like, where are all these guys? Like, we never see them. Like, we don't see them. Like, you could see a couple of them if you look in the back, but I don't want to explain that because I'm too lazy. Because I'm too lazy and I don't remember that episode very well because I just watched it last week. So I don't remember it that well. I didn't want to make an episode, like, now because I've been really tired and a bunch of crap has been going on, people. But... they're the only ones, but then that's another discrepancy. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that we don't know going on here that could be just like Koji Horikoshi just forgot to put all the My Hero Academia characters that didn't have all the side characters. I get why he wouldn't put them there, but the fact that they're not there kind of really doesn't make sense with this whole series. And that was just a theory explainer of my brain. But thank you for listening to this episode, and I'm sorry it got off to a rambling, but we were able to explain in the third and fourth episode why Momo Yairozu is the UA traitor, why Two Heroes makes no sense in the My Hero Academia timeline, and some other stuff that I just talked about that I just forgot because I'm Thorian and I have short-term memory loss. Oh yeah, and the Edrix exams, which also doesn't make sense. But there's a lot of discrepancies in this show, which is really surprising for how much there are. I mean, just in like the first couple of episodes, there's a whole bunch that counteracts with each other, which is just, if I could just like, hey, MacPad, yes? Could you please solve all this lore crap and discrepancies about My Hero Academia and how Two Heroes doesn't fit into the timeline? No, I cannot because I'm already too busy running the game theorists and the film theorists. Ha! But thank you for listening to this episode of the My Hero Academia. I am your host. Sorry if I cut out there for a sec. I didn't mean to do that. I accidentally pressed the wrong button. But if you follow this podcast and you listen to these episodes, there's a more likely chance that I'll put out another episode because then I know I did a good job. So listen to this episode, follow the podcast, and then I can make. And then there's a more likely chance that I can finish these seasons. Yeah, and I'll get done with it way quicker than most people think. I'll probably have to do like. There's also gonna have to be one where I have to do one episode by itself, which really sucks because there's 26 episodes in the whole season, counting both subs and dubs, which means there's 13 dubs and 13 subs. So I'm gonna have like 6 of the 2 episodes and then one of the 1 episode, or I'm gonna do 3 episodes in 1. I'll have to decide that later. I'm not going to decide that now. I need to get up and do some more stuff. But thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Ha-da-da-da-da.